The second of the Kinyanei Torah is Bishmias HaOzen, listening with one's ear. When another person is talking, and I give 100% of my attention to that person, I'm not multitasking, I stop everything I'm doing and I just listen to that other person, that demonstrates that that person is chashuv, and what that person has to say is chashuv. If anyone ever watches Rav Shechter Shlita listen to another person say Divrei Torah, whether it's a Rosh Yeshiva, a Talmud, a Balabas, Rav Shechter gives 100, 1,000% of his attention. He has rapt attention because that person who is saying Torah is chashuv. It's an unbelievable Musar Haskel. When Rav Moshe Feinstein would go to the country for the summers, he would be engrossed in his Talmud Torah and writing his tshuvos. But often little kids who were playing in the area would run up to him to ask him a shayla. Rav Moshe would stop everything he's doing and listen attentively to what they had to say and what they were asking. A tremendous musar, because the words of Torah are chashuv and the person is chashuv. The person giving over that Torah or asking that Torah is chashuv. So Bishmias HaOzen, when we have the opportunity to listen to a Kriyas HaTorah, to listen to Divrei Torah, and we stop everything we are doing, we focus in with razor-sharp attention to the Torah, it shows that to us, that Torah is precious and unbelievably chashuv. However, it doesn't just say Shmiya, it says Bishmias HaOzen. Perhaps there is an additional message that the Mishnah, this Braisa, is trying to give over to us. Why does it specify Ozen and not just Shmiya? Rabbeinu Yonah in the second Shar in Os Yud Beis says, Ki ha-ozen nichbedes mishar ha-yevarim. The ear is more chashuv, is more noble, is more kavod than all the other evarim. An unbelievable idea. This points to a fascinating halacha brought down in Baba Kama Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara says there, when a person is mazik an aver of another person, if a person damages somebody's limbs, so then you have to pay the worth of that limb. What does that mean? If the person is sold on the slave market, how much would that person go intact? And how much would that person go for missing that limb? So you pay specifically for that limb. But says the Gemara, when a person is mazik someone's hearing, then you have to pay demekulo. You pay for the entirety of the person. On the slave market, what was that person worth entire in his intact form? 100% healthy. Versus now, he's worth nothing. And you have to pay the entire value of that person. Explains Rav Huttner this fascinating halacha in Pesach, Ma'amar Mem Gimel. He says that the ozen is symbolic of what an eved is. An eved is a person who stands ready and attentive to receive the commands of the Adam. He's ready to be mekabel. Of all the other evarim of the body, the ozen is the one most associated with Kabbalah, because all the other evarim both have input and output. A hand can take something in, but it can also give something out. The mouth takes in food, but the mouth also speaks outwards. The mouth exhales, the nose inhales, and the nose exhales. But the ozen is only mekabel. The ozen only receives. Everything of the ozen is internal, and therefore the ozen represents total hispatlus to the adon. And that is why the mitzvah Kabbalas Omel Chushamayim, says Rav Huttner, begins with Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, because the idea of hearing in the ear, Kabbalas Omel Chushamayim, to mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this higher authority, is represented with the hearing and the ear. And so therefore, an Eved, therefore a person who is damaged in his hearing, he as if he's as doesn't have any value now as an Eved. The hearing and the ear represents his spotless. And so perhaps that is an additional message here, be'ozen, that we're mevatel ourselves entirely to the Torah. We give ourselves over to the commands of the Torah and to the Idiyas HaTorah. So with this second kinyan, Bishmias HaOzen, the idea of Chashivus HaTorah and the idea of his spotless to Torah, hopefully these two messages can help us develop a better kinyan in our learning.